Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
The captain knows that in order to win the £250 at the local pub quiz night, he will need to enter a team of five people. The only problem is, which other four to choose? One seems to be as bad as the other, and not one of the crew knew the answer to name one of the seven wonders of the world. Let's see if the captain has decided who are the best of the worst.
Right then, I've decided who are the best of the worst and who will be in the pub quiz team for the Glenmidden. I've chosen Dick.
Aye, Will, we can't, that would happen.
As I was saying, I have chosen Dick, Scotty, Maggie and the Reverend. They, along with me, will be the Glenmidden team.
What about me? I wasn't the only worse than the rest of them.
You, Crawford, are my secret weapon. You are my reserve in case of illness or anything else that may befall one of the team.
Reserve? Is that good?
It's very good. I mean, good. You are extra special.
Hear that, you lot? I'm extra special.
Aye, with special needs.
Anyway, that's my decision and I am unanimous in that.
We need a name. All pub quiz teams have names.
What's wrong with the Glenmidden?
It'd take too long to answer, Don.
No, I think we need a special name. Like the Barra Boffins.
We're no offer it, Barra. In fact, there's only you big-headed Barra bird.
That's the pity of it. If you all were from Barra, then this ship might run better. My old grandmother used to say, Barra born and bred, you're apt to use your head.
Should have been Barra born and bred, you might as well be dead.
Scotty, stop you being racist. You know it hurts my principles.
Aye, keep off her principles.
Okay, enough. If you want a name for the team, then let's have sensible ideas.
Who about the wee anchors?
Nah, the rumgumptious ramblers.
I think something more intellectual, like the master debaters.
How about the canny crew?
That's it, Maggie. The canny crew we will be. Bring on the quiz night.
And in time-ordered fashion, through the wonders of the wireless, the quiz night has arrived. The team have arrived and taken up position, although they seem to be a little early.
We seem to be a little bit early. Where is everyone else?
I'll go and find out.
Captain, I am so excited about this. I hope we win.
So do I, Dick.
Are we going to do what we always do when one of us wins at a game we are playing? I love the feel of that rubber.
Dick, why don't you go and buy us all a drink? Here's a tenner.
The barman says there's only one other team and they'll be here soon. We've got about 30 minutes before it starts.
Good evening, Captain and the rest of the crappy crew.
It's the canny crew, you old lush.
Whatever. My colleagues and I thought it only right to come down and support you.
What you saying?
I'm saying we're down here to support them.
What?
We are here with our support.
Of course I'm wearing my support. Why do you think I'm walking like this?
Oh, I'm going to buy him a trumpet. That hearing aid doesn't seem to be working at all.
So you're here simply to give us your support?
That's right. Nothing more, nothing less.
So there's no other reason you're here, in a pub, but to cheer us on?
No reason at all, Captain. Did you think for 1 minute that we'd be here for the drink? Oh, well, if you're offering, that's very kind. Barman, 3 malts and make them doubles. It's going to be a long night.
30 minutes pass very quickly, and the other team have arrived. The pub quiz host, who is also the barman, has called order and the teams have settled down to hear the rules.
My name is Roger and I'll be your quiz master for the evening. I will read out a question and then the first team to answer correctly will win the point. We don't have buzzers, so either call out my name or hit the table with a bottle to attract my attention. If you shout out the answer without doing one of those things, then I cannot take it. Are we ready? First question. How many of each species did Moses take on the ark?
That's easy, Roger. 2.
No, wrong answer. Canny crew, do you know?
Hold on. Moses didn't have an ark. That That was Noah.
I have to take issue with you there. Moses might have had an ark.
It was Noah.
Yes, Noah did have an ark. But the question is, how many of each species did Moses take on his ark?
And I'm telling you, he didn't have one. It was Noah.
But it may be a trick question.
I'm telling you, Moses did not have an ark.
That's correct, Kelly Crew. 1 point to you.
Maggie, calm down. You've just won us a point.
How did I do that?
By thumping that bottle at the table and seemingly giving the right answer.
Oh, goodness me.
Next question. What animal makes its home in a burrow?
Roger the rabbit.
2 points to Kenny Crew.
How did you know that?
I love bunnies and I love that film.
Watership Down?
No, Roger the rabbit.
Next question. Who do you pay when staying at a bed and breakfast?
Roger, the landlady.
I won't ask.
After 30 excruciating minutes of double entendre, the Kenny Crew have won the competition, and no one is more surprised than the captain.
Well, no one is more surprised than me. I can't believe that we've won £250. You've all done exceptionally well, thank you.
So, what are we doing to celebrate? Who's about a baby?
Captain, are we going to celebrate by playing that game with the two rubber hoops and the brush handle?
Maybe another night, Dick. I'm completely shattered. Tell you what, why don't you go to the bar and get us a drink? I'll have my usual and treat yourself to something special. Go wild! Have a baby sham.
I just cannot believe that they have won the money. That's £250 towards the £1,000 they need. What other schemes are they going to come up with? I dread to think. Anyway, will they make more money? Will that baby sham go to Dick's head? Will the dodo ever come out of extinction? Join us again next week, same time, same channel, for more Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.